שתכנו נעצמו. אבל only if the purpose of taking the bath is to warm up. מה שאם כן, the purpose is in order to be clean, because sometimes the mikveh water is not very clean, so then it's not allowed. אבל אז הבריך צחקי יש עשרי, תחיים רב. Why? Because of Gemara in Shabbos. Gemara in Shabbos, and on the Chazoro, so one is Toyosh Nofla and Reishi, in you, Lumi Maim Shuvim, so then it's possible to tell me why? Because many Mikvoyes, so the Maim no Sucha, it's Sucha, when I told him, so then after they were Tevel, in the Mikveh, in the unclean, in the relatively unclean water, to be able to eat tumo, so they poured maim shuvim. So then certain people said, "Meirim mitav and aleim mitav." So there is a tumo, not to do it, because people will say, if he does it in order to warm up, it's okay. But if he takes the bath or the shower in order to be clean, so then people might say that it's the bech that is mitaya, not the mikveh.
So by shower, people can't make such a mistake.
What?
The matter of the bech, that's the people would say, even a bech is also mitaya, but shower, everybody knows it's not mitaya, it's not
I don't know, maybe you're right, I don't know.
What about men? Men have to be marked with them for this?
No, it has to be.
No, a man goes to the mikveh.
But the goyim is chelik and that chamor. The goyim is chelik and that chamor. The goyim is sif kufor, nos kufor zayim. Aber Larza Belirchei Tzachakein to wash off, to be clean, is also. So Kerekamel Shabbos Yedalet Alet, Abor Eishin Haimush, Shebitchilu, so when sometimes the Mayim were not clean, so they used to pour Mayim Shubim. So some people said, Lo Eilu Mitaru Neilu, Mashein Gelazia, Abor Kohol Kolo. So he says, and that she did. The Gzeira, the Shon, any of the Truma, even if we apply it, so but it's only the Truma. The Truma, in other words, that he cannot, if he takes a bath after the Tvile, so he's supposed to have the Truma. She told me Truma mid the safety, but the Lose also after the Truma, she saw Kamayomim in Tzorech Arav Shemesh, the Chintoya, the Kolshnuli Bailo, the Bailo Chumu, כמו שכוסו של בית החול, ונתאבון אישו נמייל שכוסו רבון לתרומו. In other words, the going is really on this hour. Now, before, I would like to go over some of the Mishnahs in the Jude of Mikvois. The other Mishnah is, so, several times we went over, but I don't think that we ever went over the Mishnahs of Pershudim Mikvois. That, the Mishnahs Pershudim Mikvois deal with Chsitzi. Pershudim Pershudim deal with Chsitzi. So deal with Chsitzi. So actually, it belongs to Chesnide. But since it does not relate to the Dino Nide as such, but to the Dino of Tila the Nide, so that's why it's is discussed in Reish Aleph and Reish Beis. Now, let's see the Mishnayos per Jude. Because the dinim of tzitzeh are discussed in Perek Tes, Perek Yud, and Perek Yudav. Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. Eilu chaytzitzim biyodom. Chuti tzemeach, v'chuti pishton, v'yotzui shebiroshi yadwanis. So the Rav says, chuti tzemeach, v'chuti pishton, v'yotzui Shabonis Mikalis Bed, Sar Shabaresh. They Mudokis, the same thing, I mean, today too. They Hey Mudokis Bisar Shabaresh. Some Nele, it's tight. Umenis Hamayim Rikunis Bisar. So the general problem is, what is Chitzeh? If it is something that doesn't allow the water to pass through. Shesol, Shotsema, Vishots, Chutitsema, Vichutipishton, Vortzui, Shibroshabots. There's the Rabbon, Tanakam, Rabbudei Meir, Shotsema, Vishotsar, in places. But the Gemara in Shabbos points out that the Rabbonon are only chilek in regard to tzemach, but tzar they are made it to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not chitz. And we pass from like the Rabbonon, not like Rabbi Yehuda. Shel tzemach v'shel tzar in chitzim, v'ein alochek Rabbi Yehuda v'shel tzemach, aber chutim shel tzar meidim lechachon, lefi shamayim nechnosim lech. V'dafke, that also the Gemara says, chutim shebereish chitzim, aber shel tzar tzavor in chitzim, Shemisho chinekes esatzim. So in other words, if it's your tzar, a chut, that she, like a necklace, that she puts on the neck, she is careful not to make it very tight, because she might choke. But reish, so she's not afraid, so she makes it very tight. If it's very tight, so then it doesn't allow the water to pass through. Now, the Mishnah Achene, in general, is very thorough, but especially in Mikvoyes. Now, the Mishnah Achene says, Elo chetzitzin biod, afal gav, if it's safe, pale, ktone, kvole, veimir, zeh klal, kol amakbit, olof chetzit. So why do they have to say, menshin, oto keruch, olich, shibleizah? But in general, anything that is makpit is chetzit. Any makpit, so miuta makpit is posted in the Rabbonon. Rubei or makpit is posted in the Raisi. Why do they have to mention proti? This chetzit, that chetzit. And then the proti might change from place to place according to the practices and the sensitivities of the people. Sometimes in one time, so they might be makpit, and sometimes they not be makpit. So why does he say that? Being came with all when he's nailed chaitis and nailed chaitis, kidden, he could have paid it all. So the Mishnah Chene says, Lafkushi, the chloride of Kamon, who be dover a chaitis with Namayim, she Namayim boim shon, be zet all be paid. She called she in makpit all of, Hareo Kitsor. Why do we say something is not makpit is not chaitis? Because if it's not makpit, so it's totally psor. So even though the water doesn't go through, it's still alright, because it's bottled to the roof. Afilein amayim boim mitzor, kidin shamayim ala dover chetzis ari kirin hea mitzor. Rokat lampel him mitzorchim, mishnebeis, mreitzi b'yume, ari kirova, no, I mean, that is to do with David Bali Oya, but anyway, what's the shaykhus? Abo dover chetzis, v'amayim nichnosem mitzoro, ein zoch tzitzit. והשתו עושה תנא להשמין על אוכל איזה אוכיצת שין המים בואים בהם והבחציצת במקבית וכל הנה דחושי שחייציצים כלי מה שהם בואים שון המים ויש לי דקדק והוד אמרים על אוכל בחוט טיסה הזמד את הנקם את רב יודה דין חייציצים שמיים בו שמיים בואים בזה בואים ובזה משמע דעתית משם וחיידב נעתו ודירו ביום הקפידים זכית וביתו בשוכן אורך כוספו בזה אם אין את נופס חייציצי נלויץ, דרבון הנעמד את רב יודה את זכות איסר איזה נורך ציצה however, only it's נורך ציצה if it's clean but if the חוט איסר is not clean then it is חייציצי it is חייציצי why? ורטור שכן אורך כוספו, וזה אם מתנופס חייצסי, וכן בתיך החלילות כוספו, אם הם זובס, תיך החלילות is like a net, you know. You have holes. So then, if it's Muzoveis, so then, even though he's not Makpit to take it off, but he's Makpit in order that, because he cares about the chut is off, it's something precious. So merely it is, that's a big chiddush. She's not makpedes. Let's say she never takes it off because it's itachit. But when she washes herself, when she goes tefillah, or she takes a bath or a shower, so then because she doesn't want that to become wet, so then she takes it off. So it's still it's echitze. The question is, why is it echitze? Because as long as she is makpit lo siron vishasfile, vishasfichitze, so it is echitze, even though she is not makpedes to take it off any other time. Lo siron vishasfichitze, adkan, umach tzitze shayar baze, kim shamayim, boim mitzo, mitzo flema, duchatchile koamre, duchatchile koamre, לך שוב רואי סי בסיוסף תביטיחה חלילותי שער בזה בסיוסף what he says חתחילה כמרי זה די אחד it's not a new חתחילה it's in the other it's not a חתחילה so the Gemara says that the רבון הנעמי יצר הביודה לגבי חוט יסער it's not חייצית so it's not a חתחילה but then he mentions Let's see, the Mishnachin mentions what the Bishyosef says. Uvihir ha-maktit. Now, there is a basic machlekes between the Rashbo and the Rambam. What does Peide depend on? The Rashbo says that Peide depends upon the general Peide, of Rodney Yod, not of the table that he does. The Rambam says that Peide depends upon the table. And all the Bishyosef, and all the poskim assume that the Rambam is made it to the Rashbo, that if Rodney Odom are makpit, even if the Teve is not makpit, so then certainly, suppose a certain person is not sensitive, doesn't care about anything. So, but if Rodney Odom are makpit, so then everybody is made it. But the machleke between the Rashbo and the Rambam is if Rodney Odom not makpit, but he is a very sensitive person, and he is makpit. So according to the Rashbo, it's not echitze, according to the Rambam, it's echitze. Uvinyin ha-makpit iskima ha-poskim, dibosaru v'dao nazvim, shindera rab miodom lahakpit, bidroze ad echitze, af al pi shesuin makpedes bototait, miu iru v'dao mei makpidim, vizu makpedes, hela abes Yosef shed makpidis, לרשבו אין החיצץ, ולרמב״ם חיצץ, ובדעת מי שכוסף, שדעס המורד חייתה רמב״ם. ונראה לי, יהוד אמורים לגמור, ותירו רובי ומקפית חיצץ, וניתי המקפית אין החיצץ. בדרעי סאום מרבון, וכנשפוס ברב משנדים, תאים של דבר הוא, תירובי ומקפית לסדומה כולה עונה מכאן. Keep in Shua, I mean, why did he say that's very strange what he said. But then he's chaser from the thing. So, time is all over, the Berubi or Makbit, the stomach, or Aum and Amikat, keep me Shuhu Ktavis, the day of the Aum, and Bosa, because Gaza Rabbono Minute, a Makbit, as Lino on the Chodek Pede, or the day of the Chut, or the Aum or the Chut, because Lino not to Rubi or Makbit, he's ill. This was Raman, it's his story too. אבל זה זה משמע, זה אפילו בניותי המקפית יבואו לו מדיקול האומנה קאטה בחוק ומצייר ודבטים פרטים פרצורי וזה עד עושה סנדרייסה ודיפי יהודי ודיקול האומנה ועד נפרע אפילו ברובן דאי מקפית אפילו רובן ואין מקפיד וכולאו מנמרי קפטה, זה אפילו רבון המחצית, כי נראה כאפו חודק פי, וכן נראה מדברי הראש. But it's not, he himself points out, there is no riot on the ראש. שכוסף לכמה מדיחות ליבדים as a kumkumis with the honey. In other words, that if kumkumis is a kettle, is a kale, so if the outside of the kettle has, you know, many times when you boil the water in a kettle many times, so then the outside becomes black. So you cannot be kale, it's a kettle. So the Rosh says there, the chinir of the Rosh Kosaf will come and behold the Yavuas of the Kumis the Chomim, Haina the Chomim Shekibo Yisom, Bisecha Kam Kumis, Yitzorach Lishaf Shifon, Shelo Yidviko Yechitzu, Avo the Chomim Shemidviko Sfirin Bachutz, Eno the Makri Bikach, Vafu Bechol Yechitzis. So when does the Mishnah say that by kumkes if there is bechamim, so there is no tefillah and he has to remove the smoke, the black smoke? So that is if the black smoke covers the inside of the kumkes, but the outside people are not matmat. But the question is, so what if they're not matmat? So what matmat? Rubei. Any makpid is a chsisim in the rabbono, and from the Morin Yivomes, and himself from mentioning Morin Yivomes, like Abbe Moberish and his Gairo, in Notzlos of Tile, it's mashma, that only Rube any makpid is no chsisim in the raise on the rabbono. But Kule any makpid is a chsisim in the raise. So it's a raya that when we say Rubei or Makti, Rubei is Chetzeit, it means in a stamp he's Makti. But if we know that he's not Makti, so then it's not to say. So this is what the Rosh means. In other words, if the black smoke is on the outside of the Pumkin, so then we can assume that he's not Makti. If it's inside, so then he's Makti. But if it's outside, not Makti. But that it would be contrary to the Morin Yivomes, it's like Mistabar. So then he says at the end, no, the pshat is because true that Rubei, even if he's not Makbit, is Chesis from the Rabbonon, and Kule is Chesis from the Raise, even if it's not Makbit, but only if it's Rubei of the whole Kele. But here, it's only Rubei of the here it's only on one side, so it's not really Rubei. So that's why, and so it's a mute as far as the whole kale is concerned. And if he's not Makpid, so the outside, the black smoke on the outside of the kumkes is only Rubei on one side, but of the whole kale it's mute. So that's why it's no season. So that he says it in. The chayyim give a rosh because of the common body of the others of the kumkes. Chomim, hane, chomim, shekivu, yisom, b'secha, kumkes. Tzor, reshav, shishon, shol, yitbiku, yachit, habachomim, shenitbiku, spiva, yachut, ein oda mati, bitach, vatul, bitul, yachit, vichay, kosav, rama, o mashma, den chilu, ozeh, den keili, leodom, vizil, bosotayim, vizze, tzorfim, shalteiskim, lebiya, ozeh, ועדה במשנו דבריהם שכל דירו בחיצס אף על פי שאין שמונה מטי וכי כוסה בשכונו בהגי ושימו בפייס דבית לא זכירים כלי שאין דרך להק בתורפים החיצס אלו מכם חיפס רובי ואשי זה לא וזה הפך מדבר הראש בקומקנס ולא ידע שעמו בעבוי שם הילי אולו דבר הראש בקומקנס שלוי במחלקס ואין דבר מציס לזה זה ושם עושה ריסונליסס תהי דראש התלכולי בחוץ אין זה רובי, כי אם דולקים בפנים, ומכל מוקים, לראות דקוסות הראש, מה שאין דרך להקפיד, אפילו דיפול מלחיצים, צורפיר, עם פרק אור, בפעמים חס, אמר רבי חנה, הוד אמרים על רובי ולמד בין מלחיצים, חנה מלא רובי, אבל כולי חיצים, ולאש פרנוס על מניפולת, והשעס, כל חוס על מהר ברב חנה, ומנפול עשו מוגרס, ממש מעבר לדיור חסוכת, כי צורך, לאים הנעמה, דהורוש, כולי מצד החופה. Alright, now, so, chute yemer, so, the Rabbonim say that it's a chsitze. Pir sharab, shetluiz bisara, v'chein kosat mish pergod b'shabes. Uvetez v'sham kosvo v'inu tluiz ala kuchis, v'in teima, v'kol mokin miu chi matpedes ave, v'amai chaitzisit. the Epsher, Chidin Shein, the Reif Saro, Havaki Rube, Tishita Sadin, Shasal, Atsmi Midi, the Reif Saro, the Merabago. Now that's a machlete between the Dinim and the Rambam. Now, Rube, Rube, if he's not Makbit, he's not Chaitis. He is not Chaitis. But if it is, if he's Makbit, it is Chaitis. Midrais is a Chaitis. So the question is, suppose it's all of the Sar. Is Makbit all of? There is something that sticks to the hair of the table that's Iberis. So, he's marked it, but when in regard to the whole roof, it's only mute. So the game say there is a revival, I mean, and the machlit and the Rambam and the game. So the game say that the Sa'ar is treated as an entity by itself. It's not treated as part of the roof. And the Rambam shita is, so mainly if all of the Sa'ar has something, let's say Zephes, that sticks to the whole of the Sa'ar, so mainly it's a chitzit. And not only the Sa'ar of the Reish is treated as an entity by itself. Because of the game, even the Sa'ar of the Sa'ar, suppose there is Zephes sticking, Zephes or Dor sticking to the Sa'ar of the Sa'ar, so mainly if it's Makbid, so it's chitzit from the Reish. According to the Rambam, no, it's not treated by itself. So he says, "Bin Tema," said the Mishnah Chena, the Kasha, "Bin Tema, Mekom Wakim, Niu Shem Machpedes, Bamai Chaitzisim." Why do the Rabbonim say in the Mishnah that the Chute Sa? So why do they say that it's Chaitzisim? The in tema the komokin miuchin makpedes have a maichet zisim the epsher kibushin the reid saa have a kerubi kishites again shasar laatsmi midin the reid saa have a kumreid aguf ula rambam shisei vea saa nechshat im aguf tzorich lema tichut in eru makpedes laasiron bisho shereichet zes becham kidei shiyich niso iguf vichibushin makpedes bishum pam chait Tinkos of Bish Yosef. So that's how the Bish Yosef explains the Machlokes, the Rabbanan and Rabbi. Now, so, but Rabbi Yehuda says that even Sa'ar is in a Chaitzisim. So, I mean that even Tzemer is in a Chaitzisim. Why? Because Shamayim go in there. Mashma, so it's not Mashma, there's a Machlokes in the Seers. Mashma, the Pshitele of Rabbi Yehuda. Shamayim boyle, vitzorchino in kein, my time is an economy of Michael Mithel, you see, the Mishnah Chene, doesn't leave out one word. V'yesh leima, v'plige b'ho, v'plige rashe v'rabbi seyni, the rabbi sof of rashe, v'feri b'nei sheyitzo, daf nun zayin, daf b'tich echlilti, z'ayle b'omay, let's say it's net. So, what are those look? It moistens the place of the net. So then the Rabbi Sof of Rashi say that it's a chitz, because she's matedes to be mesia the chlilte, the tich chlilte, ki she chesed the chamun, ki she yichnus amayim medufo. And Rashi is heard on the Rabbi Sof. Ki the ayle maye in chitz. So the question, all right, Rashi's sheet does not require an explanation, it's very mistaken. The Rabbi Sof saying, feelings, bishum pam, osha. The chitz is lav dafki. So he says, chitz lav dafki again. It seems it's only chatzilah, but that's not mustaba. Vahashti yishlema, ditanekame namestir leidali maya bishon sena. Umkomokei, and why are the chilitan of Yudem? They say, umkomokei, makpedes, so why did the Rabbanan say that it's a chitzeh? Because even though water goes through, makpedes lo siro mishas lechitzeh, in ishum shel nishkalto lachutin, in ishum shel yichnus amayim berebach, yeser, v'chol kai gavne name osa, kisvoras rabbeisov shel rashi, Judas Lilik is for us Rashi. You hold Alamaya in a city, who we could say, made a home, shame in the Sirosan, the main heart, and it must not mind the river. The gun a miscalculate. The needs are the needs, the needs, son of the maiden, the sparas and the camera hocket, the sparas and the basic shakashi, the hen posta, posting that we put in Zadu, and so in other words, the Tanakame agrees in the sport of the Rabbeisah for Rashi. So the question is, that will not explain Rashi Shidduch. If the Rashi is Chelek and the Rabbeisah, and we pass like the Rabbona, not like Rabbeisah. But I think, as he says, but one thing has to be added. In other words, it's not that Rashi Shidduch is, that Rashi Shidduch is, that according to the Rabbona from Yudah, as long as she's Makedes to remove it because she doesn't want that the Chutim Zovim or the Chticha Chlute to become moist, some male Tzitzit. Why should it be a Tzitzit? It's not because, after all, water goes through. But even though water goes through, but if she removes it, there'll be more shut up water. You see, if you have in it on the head or on the goof. So then water goes through, but only a few drops of water go through. But if you remove the net, so then there'll be a sheaf of water. So mele yitzchitz. And that's the machlekes between the Rabbonon and the Rabbi. Oh, I think now that is enough for Mishnah. Now Mishnah Beis mentions 14, what is yitzchitz? So there's a whole list. Kilki aleit. Sar she bechozo kineged aleit, she is tava. Vinase kein shashores. Sometimes the hair on the chest becomes hard, so that's a chitzit. The azokin, sometimes the beard, the hair on the beard becomes hard. So, ubeis astor, is beish. So, the Rav says, and all the Rishayim say that, so that only Isha Nisuch, because then it's Matmut. Beis Asorim Isha Mitvish Asar Nechas Uvistaber Beis Elokim Achmiz Bariya Vatim Vavichlu Vidavke Isha Nisuch Shemakpeles Al Atzmo Shemesh Yisgan Al Bailahu Tibis Asorim Havich Zitze Avo Bipnuyo Deinu Makpeles Lo Havo Beis Asorim Achmiz Lifluf Shachus Laim Lifluf Shachus Laim Vigelet Shachus Limako Vortio Shalom, Ushaf Hayodesh, Vidin Vitseo Shal Tzore, that's something that the person is not with. Ubotzik Shetarasat Peer, Vamunurim Vititayoven, Vitayetzrim, Vitzivoni, Izeu Titayoven, Zetita Beers, Shenemer Alein Beers, Sherein Vitayoven. Titayetzrim, that's the clay that is used by those who make pottery. Kimashmoy, Rebreisim Mitaya Bishayetzrim, Mitami Bishal Meriko. What is Meriko? Meriko is Washington, Wolfie Nosh, as Miguel says. Bishal Meriko, Tita Shor, Believe in Deitso, also is Safkin, the Akri, Shemizdiku, Shemamayim, Machinis. Now, the question is, what's the Machlekes between Tanikama and Rabbeis about Tita Yates, the Tatari play? So, Rabbeis is Mitaya Bishal Yates. What's the machlekes? It's not a machlekes. In the tzias, it's not a machlekes in the tzias. What's that?
Like
the
same kind of like before, the water goes through it.
Everything,
same
machlekes. I don't know. But I thought of something else. That, now, the Mishnah later on says, how about a kesem? A stop, a stay, on the groove, on the beggar. So is it a chitzit or not a chitzit? So Rabbi Yisi says, now for one moment, I want to turn, for one moment, Mishneh Bov, Harab Godin Mitzadecha Dein Chitzit, Mishneh Zdodim Chitzit. There is a remarkable Mishneh Achrena, Hashkofer-wise, on this Mishneh. So, if you have a stay, on a bigot, and you are feeding the bigot, so if it's not a penetrating state, only on one side of the bigot, and the other side, it's clean, so then it's not a fit. But suppose it's a penetrating bigot, state, so then Mishnei Zodim Chilek. Rabbi Yudai Meir, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Af Mitzadech. Rabbi Yudai is Chilek. That even Mitzadech, or it doesn't penetrate, it's also Chilek. What's the machlekes between Tanikame and Rabbi Shmuel? So I think the pshat is, it's a question of degree. It doesn't mean some people are chaytzi, it's on any step. If a person is very, he's very sensitive to wear clean clothes, some male is makpid. But people don't care, so they're not makpid. So the question is, it's a question of degree. If some people are makpid, and certain people are not makpid, whether it's a chitzis or not. Reb Yisei Meir shall banoim mitzadech of the chitzis. He shall bore Mishnei Zdom. What does banoim mean? Banoim means it's on the tzoch. So al tikcho bunayich al adoy noyich. So if it's a beged of it on the tzoch, so then it is a chitzis. If it's a beged of an amhoret, it's not a chitzis. Shetamil chachomim sheistim yom shalaylom, יקבדו על רבב של בגדיהם, גם רבי יחנן, כל תמות חופן שיונצו על רבב על קודות חי ניסת, בקוס, איס מחל איס השם. So, but של בור, is only if it's a penetrating state. But if it's not penetrating, it's not a thief. So the Rabban Bat Zinora says, של בור גרוע ממורץ, הוא קופית על ליפו של בלבנות, אלו אם כי יצא מיגלי. So the question is, so the Mishnah Rabbi Yisi discusses the Aloche of the stain of Tamitzvoche and the stain of the Bur. How about the stain of Namoretz? He's in between. He doesn't discuss the very stain. So the Mishnah Achreine says something very remarkable. I think it's a wonderful Musa Shmos. Shal Banoi Mitzadechot Vishal Bur Mishnei Zod. Kanzor Tal, Sheker Tal Nechachon Mishin Banoi, Vamoraz Mishin Bo, Mashal Mitzomim Zeh Bechol Mokim, Al Shem Tal Mitzchochem Mishin Amoretz, Vichan Lomo Shino Shmiz, Vei Dishin Amoretz, Hava Rebuse, Hochet Vei Mishin Bo, Mishikosu Vitzion, Yish Ema, Ibanoim Yish Liforeish, Ob Mitir, Haile Tal Nechachon, ויש לפעול שגם כן על בעל מייסי טבעי, בעל סדוקו ולחסודים, נוס חסודים ואיסקים מיצפס, ותווי לכל בנועים מיני, שבלעתי או איסקים מיליון שלו, כי גם הוא שמסתק לה כסבור ומתאירו, ובור עשירו, ורעתי או מיליון שלו, וגם לא איסקים לסדוקו ונוס חסודים, גם כן נקרו בנועים, שהם יקחנו לסעירו, כי גם הוא נעשוי שבור מיליוני מיליונתי או עבר מחסודים, כי רבי יש הסתיר לי, וגם לא הסכים למצוות, אף על פי שאין הבא יותר, תנת לא צריכם להיזויה מרבב, שגם עליהם אני כאילו מסניע, ים חלוס השם, שראים להם, או הסכים למצוות עמוקים, כמו הם מבוזים בבינדיה, וכך הם אימא כאן כאן נחכום עם הלבנוי, שגם לא הסכים למצוות בכל זה, וכך אומר גם כן משל בור, שהוא גרוע ממורת, שאין לי לא יתאירו ולא ימייסים תאירו, because if he has mice intaking, even though he's very ignorant, so he's still not a tamtochen, but he comes within the category of banoim, the benitim. So maybe I think that the pshat, the machlekes between Tanakame, Mishnah Beis, and Rabbeisi in regard to Tita Yetzrim, because Tita Yetzrim, it's also Tit. So somebody who is not involved in pottery work, so is makpid. He doesn't like to have on his kelim clay. Who likes? But if he's a potter and that's his profession, so then he doesn't mind. So that's the machlokes. In other words, whether the potters who are not makpid are to be considered as a class by itself. So maybe we cannot say, but what daiton is a kolodo? We cannot say, but what daiton is a kolodo? some mele, that Sagais is mitayah b'shalitz, because they are classed by itself. So just as Banoim from the Chachomim, and all the Chassodim are considered to be classed by itself. And we do not say, but a Daitan Shalodom, Rikula Olechom. So here too, and whereas the Kanatami holds that since Rovni Odom are not involved in Tatari, and those who are not involved in that profession of Tatari, some male, they are not kids, some male it is active. He gets Ivoni, Elu, he says this Adrachim, Shem Tabin Ben, will not deal in this one. Ushokarakim, Madin Bey, Chisholach, the Noyid Bey will be Adak Shalvarit, that's Tersitze, the dust on his feet. Noyid Bey is a Kunkes, the Chachomim, Eloy in Cain Shifshe. Now, I think we'll leave it here. But then on Sunday, I would like to finish not just a simen Rejbeis, which is a small simen, but even the simen Kuf Tzadik Ches, that has to do with Chitze, has to do with employees, before Shabbos Nachmu, as I said yesterday. So, but now it's Friday, so we'll leave it here. All right. You have the car here?
Yeah.
So I can start.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.